Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is episode number 551. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, we're welcoming into the studio Dylan Adkins, a young man who wants to be a dentist. He's in the studio with us. Find out what makes a person want to become a dentist in the first place and learn about the journey that there is to become one. Before we get started, let me remind you, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you'd go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. All past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com, and we're streaming live on Facebook. So let me just introduce my guest. Let me just tell you a little bit about Dylan. Dylan is 24 years old. He grew up in Dayton, Ohio, with his father, John, his mother, Jean, and his sister, Blake. He enjoys hiking, fishing, golfing, hunting, and drag racing. He has a golden retriever named Rusty. And in 2012, he graduated from Beaver Creek High School. He went on to continue his education at a small private college in Illinois called Blackburn College, where he graduated in 2016 with a biology degree and a minor in chemistry. He's been working hard to reach his goal of becoming a dentist. He was placed on the alternate list at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry for the class of 2022. And this month, he will be starting an online 9-month accelerated master's program in biomedical sciences at the University of Northern Colorado. So, hey, Dylan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Dr. Kvitko.
How are you this morning?
Doing pretty well. Yourself?
I'm good. So, yeah, we met literally probably 5 days ago, the first time you came to the office to shadow. And let me just mention to people that part of the requirement to become a dentist, or at least to get into Ohio State University's College of Dentistry, is that you shadow a dentist for 40 hours, right?
Yes, sir.
And why do you think they have that requirement?
So they can figure out if they really wanted to get into that profession.
Yeah, it gives you a chance to see what it's really going to be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you've done a lot more shadowing than most. You've been at 9 different offices or something?
I'd say 5 different offices, but I went to a dental clinic for a whole summer, and there was dentists in and out.
Oh, okay. So you've worked with a ton of dentists, and now you've shadowed 5 different local dental offices, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you've seen a little bit about the differences, probably more than I have.
Yeah, there's a few.
Because I was thinking about it on the way in. It's like, well, gee, I can't go and shadow another dentist. I'm the competition, right?
That's right.
They're not going to let me in. So how old were you when you decided you wanted to be a dentist?
I was a sophomore in high school.
High school. So that would be 16?
Yeah, around that age, 17 maybe.
Okay. And was there this aha moment? What happened?
So I had braces for a long time.
Okay.
And I had a negative experience to start off my career, I guess, in my teeth making process.
Right.
And then it became positive, and had some great relationships with the doctor and all of his employees.
So it started off negative in the sense that you didn't want to be there because your parents were making you?
Yeah. I also have a bad gag reflex.
Oh, okay.
And the impressions weren't my best friend.
Okay. I get it. Okay. But then once you got past the impressions and you had the brackets on and the wires on and the elastics and everything else they shove in your mouth, it started to go well.
Yes.
Okay. All right. We hear that a lot where people that happen to have been consumers of medical care of some sort want to go into medical care at some point. So somebody that maybe has dealt with MS their whole life or leukemia and they were cured, but they're in that environment and they say, I want to help people someday. So do you think you want to be an orthodontist?
I don't know. After shadowing you and being able to go go to all these different specialties and do them in one office. It's hard not to think about doing the same.
Doing the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that would be cool. Now, I noticed, and by the way, for those of you watching, you won't be able to see this on Facebook, but if you go to thereasonswesmell.com, say Monday or Tuesday, and you want to watch the show, you're going to see some photographs of Dylan in action. And he was nice enough to bring me some photos. We're going to talk about a couple of them. But anyway, one of them is you assisting the dentists in Ecuador. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Another one is of you in what looks to be the trailer of Jeg's Drag Race
yes, sir.
Group. They're local, right? And we're going to talk about that. And so I guess I just... Well, I know you told me the Ecuador story can be a long one, so I think we'll probably save that for a little bit. So tell me how the different dental offices, how did they differ?
So a lot of them were different in the welcoming aspect.
Of the patient or to you, or both?
I'm saying as you walk into the office and...
felt more welcoming
yes.
than another?
More homey, comfortable.
Okay. Some of them were sterile? Kind of?
Yes, okay. Definitely. Okay. Had that office effect and not that homey, comfortable, relaxing effect.
Okay. And what else did you discover?
I noticed that most of the dentists had great relationships with their patients.
People skills?
Yeah, definitely.
Chairside manner, we call it?
Absolutely, yes.
Instead of bedside manner. If a dentist has good bedside manner, they're probably in trouble, right, with the dental board? Anyway, no, we've always called it chairside manner. And so the common denominator is the dentists were good people person, if you will.
They definitely could have conversations about their lives, and it
right.
continues. It's not just every, time they get sick. It's every 6 months they have to go in.
Right. Which is a good thing, because one of the things I teach people every day is that, and my producer knows this, tooth decay does not cure itself. So dental disease, and neither does periodontal disease, gum disease, it does not go away without help. And there really is no other part of the body that you could say that about, right? Because you can whack your leg, cut your leg, break your leg. It will heal without a doctor's intervention. But you get a cavity, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger until a dentist gets involved. It's true. It's kind of true. And then, okay, so now... what do you think you're going to like most about being a dentist?
Like I said before, it was the being actually able to help and be in the patients' lives, but also to do the artistic ability of shaping teeth and making that beautiful smile.
Okay. So you're a science guy. You did biology. You did chemistry. Why not be a physician? Has anybody ever asked you that before?
Yeah, I actually shadowed a physician in Beaver Creek, Ohio.
Okay.
And it was more of a quick in and out. It was all about making money rather than building relationships.
Okay. So what's your ache and pain? Da, 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 da. Take this.
Exactly.
Yeah. It seems to me that medical care, especially at the primary care physician's office, has become more of a, almost like a pharmacy. It
yeah.
seems like we treat a lot of this. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm happy to have the salve or the pill or the liquid that they think I need. I think it's actually great. The days of doctoring, if you will, are long gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everything's on the computer, and they look at the computer more than they're looking at the patient, right?
Right.
but they do also, I believe that they develop a relationship if the person comes long enough, if they come for a number of years. So I remember when I was having my, I was preparing for my dental school interview, and I had somebody helping me, somebody that was already a dentist, and they said, why do you want to be a dentist? And I said, well, I like working with my hands. And they said, well, why don't you be a carpenter? Good question, right? But what you pointed out is true. We actually make things. We actually do things. We shape, whether it's a filling or a crown or, a denture or a partial or veneers, we actually do that. And as you know, I do that in my office, so... You've seen us make several crowns, right?
Oh, yes.
And I have a crown in my mouth that although I didn't prepare the tooth, I made the crown.
Doesn't that feel special?
It is. When I put my tongue across, I'm going, wow, that's my best one. It's the smoothest and so on. And it is, honestly, it's one of my favorite teeth because the porcelain, if you do it right, like we think we do, It's super shiny. Plaque doesn't attach to it very well, which is why you want it shiny, because plaque won't stick there, and plaque is what causes cavities, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're on a wait list, or I'm sorry, they call it, yeah, an alternate list or a wait list? What's
they
it called?
They call an alternate list, but okay. Yes, it's the same thing.
Okay. And does that mean you're guaranteed getting in the next year?
No, it does not.
It's not. Okay. But what they're saying to you is, we think you're a pretty good candidate. We just had others that were slightly better this year, and we'll just see what happens next year?
Yes, and they have until August, right before class starts.
In case somebody drops out?
Yes. Well, they would get accepted into more than one college, and then they make their decision at the last minute.
Yeah.
So that would allow for other students to bump in.
Okay. Well, going to tell you a secret. I'm one of those people. I didn't tell you that before, did I? I applied after 3 years of undergrad, back when I applied, and because I qualified for what Case Western Reserve called senior year in absentia. It was a program that allowed students who wanted to go study abroad, they got all their requirements out of the way for graduation, they could go study abroad, and then that year would count as your senior year at Case Western, and you'd come back and graduate with your class. But it turns out you could use it for things like getting into dental school early.
Wow.
And so I applied early. And they told me that, you know, if we have a four-year applicant with your same grade point average and profile, we're going to take the four-year grad, but there's still a chance. So they didn't really put me on a wait list, but I did get called to come for an interview somewhere in the middle of the summer. Maybe it was more like August. And then 2 weeks later, I got a call. No, I think I got a call a few days later that said, can you be here in 2 weeks?
Wow.
You know, so you could still get in this year. Then we'll have to change your bio to 2021, class of 2021.
I'm hopeful.
You just never know. And that's exactly what it is. People get in, excuse me, people get accepted into three or four different colleges, and they hadn't made up their mind. And then finally at the last minute, they say, I'm going to someplace else. And then there's an opening. So it's a good program for the school to have people kind of in waiting. Okay, now I want to make sure, because we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day, that we have covered everything that is going to be on the questions. And looks like, so I'm just going to refresh. You are currently on the wait list at the OSU College of Dentistry. You've shadowed over 5 different dental offices, right? And you spent 2 days this last week shadowing me, Dr. Kvitko. So that's going to be important when we do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, which we're going to do now. But let me just remind you, you're going to have a chance to win free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business on Tuesday afternoon. And so, but before we do the contest, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And the question of the day is, today we are speaking with Dylan Adkins. He's a young man who wants to be a dentist. Which of the following are true about his journey? Is it A, he is currently on the wait list at the Ohio State University College of Dentistry? B, he has shadowed over 5 different dental offices? C, he spent 2 days this last week shadowing me, Dr. Kvitko? Or D, all of the above? All right, the winner's going to receive free flowers from DeSantis Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call is 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
You won't believe it, though. I want to hear your mind. And there's nothing else in the world tonight. She said, people don't take the time. Hey, people don't take the time.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kvitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow.
Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. We're back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. We have callers on the line, and I'm going to ask Dylan to pick a number between 1 and 4.
Let's go with 2.
All right. 2 it is. That would be Travis. Hey, Travis, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in and for calling in. Do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
Yes, D.
D. Awesome. Well, thank you for listening. And Travis, what do you do for a living? I always ask folks.
Asbestos removal.
A what?
I remove asbestos.
Remove asbestos. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, so you have to dress up in that hazmat suit.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, that must get hot at times, huh?
Oh, yeah. We take the proper precautions, though.
Yeah. My son used to work in one of those labs where he had to wear that suit with the ventilator, and he'd go, once they closed the door, anything that went into that lab could never come out. If he brought his cell phone in, he'd have to leave it in there. Get a new cell phone. So, hey, keep doing what you're doing, making us all healthier and safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, and stay on the line because we have to get that information where to send those flowers. Okay, Travis?
Okay. Awesome. Yes, sir. Thanks.
Okay, so if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 551. That's one a week for 551 weeks. You do the math. And you always know where to find me on a Sunday morning. Anyway, so what we have with us, Dylan Adkins, he wants to be a dentist. He's on the wait list at Ohio State University's College of Dentistry and hopes to maybe get in at the last minute still this August, still this month, and if not, maybe next year. So, Dylan, tell me, what do you think is the most important quality that a dentist should possess?
Comfortability. You got to make sure you can communicate with your patients and provide comfortability for them.
Comfortability?
Yes.
Make the patients comfortable?
Yes.
Okay. But we can give them a blanket. That'll make them comfortable. The dentist doesn't have to do that part.
We got to make sure you're communicating with them and walking them through the steps of their procedures.
Okay. No, I'm just teasing you. I think that's a good answer. In fact, I'm going to go out. I think this would be a good topic for an entire show. I'm going to go out one day with my recorder and just ask a bunch of people what they think the best quality or the most important quality that a dentist should have, what they think it is, and see what we come up with. So what do you think you're going to like the most about being a dentist?
That's a good question.
I thought so. I wrote it.
besides making great smiles, you also want to make sure that the patients are healthy.
Okay. Right. Because you talked about Smile Makeover, how that would be fun to do, and it is fun to do, but I'm telling you, there's a lot of artwork out there that just sits there and we look at it, right?
Right.
It's just like, think of the guy that does the glass sculptures, you know? Those are awesome, but I bet they wouldn't hold up to anything, even a stiff wind, right? They'd break. So when I do a Smile Makeover, it has to look beautiful, but it also has to function. People still have to be able to crunch on their food and bite into things, you know, and laugh out loud without something falling off, that sort of thing. So what do you think you're going to like the least about being a dentist?
The neck strain.
The neck strain. That's right. I told you, make sure you keep those neck muscles. By the way, Dylan must work out because he's got a bigger chest than I do. And I told him I work out, but mine's in my dreams. every day I work out. Anyway, you saw me contort my body into some interesting positions because it is what it is. And like we have people with small mouths, people that gag like yourself. We'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. And sometimes I have to stand because the person has vertigo. They can't be reclined. By the way, if you have vertigo and you can't be reclined in the dental chair and you're listening, curious, call in and tell me, what do you do when you go to bed? Do you sleep sitting up? I'm just wondering. I don't really know. And I never really ask the patients because I don't want them to think I'm being confrontational. It's like, oh, okay, I'll stand. And you know what? That must be why my back is sore. That's right. I've had a sore back. I didn't know what I did. Couldn't figure out what I've done. I don't think I lifted anything heavy, but that's what it is. If my wife is listening, now we know. But anyway, yeah, I just don't know. Do they have to, like, how do they sleep? Do they sleep on their stomach? Do they sleep sitting up? Ease down into it? I really don't know. So, okay. Now, once you become a dentist, do you plan on doing those mission trips to Ecuador, which we're going to talk more about here in a minute?
Absolutely.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, let's talk about it now. Tell me about the trip to Ecuador. What did you do there? You were there for a whole summer?
No, we were there for a week.
A week, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And so where in Ecuador and what kind of procedures did you guys do?
Well, we flew into Quito and it was in Puembo, Ecuador.
Okay. I've never been there, so you could be just making these names up, and I would believe you. But we can always fact check later.
There we go.
And then what?
So we got there. I met my host family, and most everybody had their own host family, and we're getting some great hospitality from them.
Did they speak English?
Yes, a little bit. Of the children actually knew more than the parents.
Okay.
So they would help translate. And then we worked 5 days at the church. It was actually in a shed, and it had two rooms in the back and then a little room in the front.
And I saw pictures, and if you watch this video that we're talking about, it doesn't look like there was even a light on the ceiling. The only light you had was the window, right?
We had a couple lamps.
A lamps and the operatory light.
Yes.
Yeah. It just surprises me that they can't come up with better facilities than that. So who was paying for all of this dental care?
It was actually everybody that went from the Fairhaven.
Meaning you had
church.
To pay money to be a part of it?
Yes, sir.
And that went to buy supplies as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how many people went?
I think we had around 150 that went with us.
Wow. Well, that's a lot. How many patients did you see in that week?
That's a good question. We saw at least, I don't know, 75 patients per day in just the dental.
And how many dental chairs was that?
There was two dental chairs.
Two dental chairs, okay.
And then there was, you know, we had physical therapists go with us, massage therapists, physicians. We even had radiologists come and help out.
Okay, cool. So it's really good that that you did that. It's good too that people will do that. It's a little surprising for people to learn that the people that are going there, donating their time, are actually paying the bill too. But looks like it's time for us to go to a break. When we come back, I have a lot more questions for you, and the questions are going to get harder as we go, okay?
Getting scared.
All right, you're listening to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, episode number 551, and we'll be right back.
You can't take me as I am, not just a little bit. I don't know who to be. I'm a paper cup, baby, of the sea. I know you see it too, because... you're too much for me.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigert from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. It's episode number 551. We have with us in the studio Dylan Atkins, a 24-year-old young man who hopes to be a dentist someday. And we said that we were going to, I had more questions for you. And then you said off the air, you have a question for me.
Yes, sir.
I said, it's okay as long as it's not too hard. What's the question?
So what do you think AI and future technology is going to do for the dental field?
Artificial intelligence? Well, I'll tell you what, everything that I do right now in the dental office, or almost everything I do, I did not learn in dental school. Almost. And so I think it's really cool. I mean, I'm already making crowns in the mouth. We know we can scan the mouth and send it off to a lab and have things made. We don't have to take impressions for everything anymore. We can do the digital impressions if a person can allow me to put that scanner in their mouth, which that's also tricky for some people, by the way. And I don't think that our jobs could ever be completely eliminated to robotics, because it's human mouth. It's the a person attached, you know, that chairside manner that's necessary. But it is neat to see. I'll tell you what, I had this, well, these patients, I've been doing the same day crowns, the milling, you know, carving the crown, since 2007. And I'm still amazed that people come in every day and have never heard of it, didn't know it existed. I've had a lot of researchers on the show, and they're working on things like being able to regrow teeth using stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool. That will be the most expensive procedure of its day, though, until so then people still have to get those old-fashioned implants until they can afford the regrowing a tooth. There'll be things like that. So, no, I think it's just going to be more and more interesting as time goes by. But luckily, a dentist is something that will never be able to be replaced by a machine. Okay, do you agree?
Yes, sir.
So I noticed in some of these pictures, you're standing next to this girl, and it happens to be the same girl in most of the pictures. That, I assume, is your girlfriend. What's her name?
Yes, Jessica Lavoy.
Jessica Lavoy. And what does she do?
She's in law school at Capital Law.
Oh, okay. Is she going to defend dentists or sue dentists when she gets out?
I'm hoping she's going to defend me, if anything.
Just checking. You might be sleeping with the enemy.
Keep one eye open at night.
There you go. I also saw a picture of you on this huge lawnmower.
Yes.
How wide is that deck?
I think it's just 72-inch.
It's a 72-inch deck? Okay, because I'm about to buy one that has a 5-foot deck. But the guy has a 72-incher, but he said it's bigger than I'll need. So so you do that as a part-time job?
Yes.
Okay. And so maybe I can get some pointers. Or maybe you can come and cut my grass.
There we go. I enjoy it.
You can show me how to use my own lawnmower that I'm about to buy. Okay. And the other thing about the picture of you in the Jegs trailer. So tell me about that. You got to shadow them, or you're friends with the family, or because some of the Jegs family actually are patients, but I don't think it's the same arm of the family.
Okay.
So tell me about that.
So my dad got me to drag racing when I was really young. And
meaning like 11?
Like two.
Two?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to the local track at Kilcare Dragway in Xenia, Ohio.
Okay.
And we drag raced for, you know, 5 to 6 years, and we've always been into it.
Okay.
And the Coughlins, we've just seemed to meet up with them every time we go out to the racetrack.
Oh, okay. So you just got to know them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yep. Looks like we're going to have to talk more about that off the air, because I am out of time. I'm very sorry about that. Maybe we can do it someday. Have you back another day, okay?
All righty. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome, and good luck in your pursuit of becoming a dentist, and come back and say hello once you are.
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. All right, that is all the time I have today. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko, and visit my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Remember that all past episodes, complete with video, are available at thereasonswesmile.com. And be sure to tune in next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614 614- 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.